Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today. We have another exciting topic we will be talking about today, and I hope I can get someone or some people to call into the show today and tell me about your trials and your breakthrough that God brought you through. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the broadcast today. We thank you it will go all around the world today, dear Heavenly Father. Someone will tap into this program today, not knowing what it's all about, but they're going to tune in to hear what it's all about and be able to put in some input. So, gracious Father, we thank you in advance for this broadcast today. We thank you for the broadcast to come. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. What today we're going to be talking about, a breakthrough requires a trial to break through. You know, in order to grow up in God, we have to go through trials. There is no other way to grow strong spiritually than to go through trials. Over in James 1, the word of God say, not me, the word of God say, trying of your faith, work patient. In verse 2, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You know, when you read that on a breakthrough that requires a trial, you know, let endurance have its perfect will in your life. You know, let him ask God, who give up to all men generously and without reproach, and will be given unto him. But let him act in faith. Here we come with that word faith. You know, 1 Peter 5 and 10 says, and the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong. That means you're going to go through some things a little while. But don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. You got to have some faith. And our three tag words we're using throughout the broadcast today is faith, breakthrough, and trial. You'll be hearing that throughout our broadcast today. You know, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. You know, you may not like trials, but this verse said that when you are going through trials after you have suffered a little while, with it seems like it's eternity, but it's a little while, you will grow to be firmly rooted and grounded. Meaning you're going to be strong, you're going to be firm, and you're going to be steadfast in God's word. You know, over in James 1 and 12 says, let me read that in case you don't have your Bibles. James 1 and 12 say, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised to them that love him. My. And when you think about that, blessed is the man who perceive under trial, because which he stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. You know, God has promised to those who love him. Here again, you don't get the reward, the crown of life, until you have preserved and prepared under trial and stood the test. That's when you're going to get your crown of life. That means you have stood under the trials, all of the temptation, all the backbiting, all the slander, all the gossip, all your enemies throwing dirt and daggers at you. After you have withstood all that, then you can stand the test. So today I'm telling you, so learn to be thankful in your trials. You need a trial to break through. Right now I'm going through a trial. But in order to get my breakthrough, I got to go through it. I can't bellyache. I can't complain. I got to go on through this thing to get my crown. Therefore, don't be discouraged during times of suffering, knowing that after you have suffered a little while, God himself will make you stronger, firm, and steadfast. Today we are talking about a breakthrough requires a trial to break through. You know, as I was reading these chapters and reading on that, and I kept thinking, consider it all joy. God who give to all men generously without reproach. And when I kept reading that and I kept thinking that, man, blessed is a man who persevere under trials. For once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord had promised to those who love him. That's not only just for a man, that's for a woman too. Because we're all going to go through some trials. You know, beautiful and the Beatitudes is a blessing. Blessed is a man who persevere under trial. Trial then produce blessing. Having been tried, we receive a crown which is life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. You know, how do you turn trouble into blessing? Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked. That's really the issue here today. We're going to talk about that today on turning troubles into blessing. And when you think about when you follow the word of God, we go right back to James. James is concerned with such matter. He concerned, as verse 3 say, with the testing of faith. Let me read that one. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. That means we got to have some faith as we going through. You know, a lot of time we going through, but we put our faith on the back burner. We don't let that faith stand. We want to go through like osmosis, like, you know, but you got to have some faith as you going through. In other words, sparks always fly upward off a fire, and man is always bound to trouble. And when I went to Job, the 14th chapter, it say, man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. I went to Psalms 22 and 11, and David said, be not far from me, talking to God, for trouble is near. Isaiah 8 and 22 say, God speaketh through Israel, speaking about his judgment in the world that left men quartered to look to the earth and find only trouble, darkness, and diminish and anguish. That means on this side, we're going to go through some things. We're going to have some trials and tribulations. Don't you know if you didn't have any trials and tribulation, how do you think you were going to pass your test? How you were going to be able to testify something you ain't went through yet? My. You know, life can seem filled with nothing but trouble and emptiness. And even for Christians, even for those who belong to God, there is a constant trouble and trial that comes in our fallen world. You know, the psalmist, we remember those psalms as we read them in the word of God, saying, you know, celebrate the fact that the Lord delivered him out of trouble. Never say the Lord keep him from trouble. Always say the Lord delivered him out of trouble. God don't keep us from the trouble, but he delivers us out of all the troubles that come forth in our life. But we have to have some faith. We have to have some trust and belief in him that he can bring. If he said it, he mean what he said. He's not a God that should lie. He's going to bring it, for he will bring it to pass. And frankly, you know, when you think about it, no trouble is as painful as that which occurs in a family. You know, the closer people are to you, say a spouse, a child, or a grandchild, a relative, a father, or a mother, the most pain is inflicted on you in their sorrow, in their suffering, that even Jesus understood human trouble. He suffered in all parts like we are, yet without sin. He groaned. He wept. He cried over the death of Lazarus, over the weeping of Lazarus' family. He sorrowed over the city of Jerusalem. His soul was anguished many, many times, just like us. You know, the Apostle Paul, who probably would be perceived by most people as the strongest of all, Christian, a man who almost seemed impregnable, was moved deeply and emotionally, frequently to great feeling and even sadness and sorrow. And Jesus said, in the world, you will have tribulation. That's what the word of God said, Jesus said. It just goes with life itself. So we need to expect it. Any human, any Christ himself. Here on earth, you're going to have trouble from family. You're going to have trouble from friends. You're going to have trouble on the job, in school. I'm just bringing some things that you're going to go through some trials, which you're going to have to get some breakthrough. You're going to have some trials and tribulation and economic trouble, criticism, persecution, physical illness, disease, finding death and separation. We're going to go through those things on this side. That's why we came up with a breakthrough requires a trial. If you don't ever go through a trial, how are you going to break through it? If you don't have no faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how are you going to break through it? You have to have some wisdom, some knowledge, and some understanding of the Word of God for Him to break you forth, bring you through that trial. Because you don't have, you only stay in that trial as long as you want to stay in it. Don't you know, stop bellyaching, stop murmuring, stop complaining. Go on through that trial and coming out smelling like a rose. You're going to say, I don't know how I did it, but I did it. But long as you bellyaching and you complaining and you throwing in the towel, you're never going to get your breakthrough. Even James tells us that trouble is a test. If you didn't have no test, how would you have a testimony? My, 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 my. If you, proceed through the test, you'll be blessed and you'll receive the crown of life. We need to view trouble as a test. So that means when things come upon you, we all the time say, it's the devil, it's the devil, it's the devil. Devil did this, the devil did. You giving the devil too much credit. Sometimes we have to go through things to see where our faith at. Where are we in God? Where is our spiritual? That we tell everybody we spiritual, we on this level, we on that. But soon as the least little thing come up, we throw in the towel, we run and hide. You know, notice in verse 2 that James also understood that trouble come in many forms. He said, when you encounter various trials, that means multiple kinds of trouble. It emphasizes not a number, but diversity. It can come in all kinds of ways, as I noted, in relationship, in monetary things, in physical things. These are all different kinds of trials and troubles that we go through here on earth. You know, we don't even know when the troubles were. They were going on among the people to whom James wrote about in the Word of God. But when you read that, you can get a little bit more understanding on what I'm telling you today. Maybe you may not be grasping it. But just keep getting up saying good morning. Trouble is coming your way. It may not be at your door today, but it may be there tonight, or it may be knocking in the morning. Something that you least expect. It seems so little and minor that we have blown it all out of proportion. You know, some of it on the outside of us, some of it on the inside of us. Some of our most profound trouble has nothing to do with anybody else. It has to do with a personal disappointment. It has to do with personal unfulfillment. It has to do with unrelenting love. It has to do with emotions that seem never to be able to be settled. It has to do with fear, anxiety, worry, care, frustration, misunderstanding, dreams never realized, unmet expectation, loneliness, loss. There are extreme things like criticism, persecution, and misunderstanding, and conflict and lies and whatever that's life. In the end, how you respond to all the difficulties of life is a test of your faith. You know, it shows up where you are on the faith meter. From weak to strong, you have to look at trials in that way. They test to demonstrate your faith. And ideally, you go through the test and you'll come out just like they did in verse 12 in James. You will come out as blessed because you persevere. You endured. You went through the trial. Be blessed and you will receive the crown, which is life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hold on just a second. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, when you endured, you went through the trials, and you will be blessed, and you will receive the crown, which is life. That's where God wants the whole thing to end, with blessing and eternal reward. You know, the crown, which is a life simple, speak of eternal reward. You know, present blessing and an increased eternal reward. Now focus on that in your mind for a while. The purpose for trial in life is so that you, not God, he knows where your faith is, so that you may know the strength or weakness of your faith, and so that in doing through the trial, you may be blessed in this life and rewarded in the next life. God has intentioned them through our trials to get us gracious and eternal blessing. My. In order to grow up in God, we will have to go through trials. My. How you going to know God and have a relationship with him if you never tried him, if you never went through nothing to call on the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. You know, I believe the text unfolds five things that are required, five things that is our recipe for persevering. And this is our recipe for handling trials. And I hope this little list will stick in your mind. You can write them down if you would like to. And you can go back and rehearse it again and again. It really is the key to persevere, which is the key to being blessed, which is the key to eternal reward. Number one, the first thing to cultivate in the midst of a trial is a joyous attitude. A joyous attitude, and that where James begun, consider it all joy. My brethren, when you encounter various trials, you know, he was saying, my brother indicates he's taken and here to believe Christians as those who referred to in verse 12 at the end, who loved him. When you think about that, my. Just cultivating in the midst of a trial. Do you think you can do that today? So whenever you encounter these trials, you are to think forward to the joyous reality that is beyond, not only in the case of death. Hold on a moment. And not only in the case of death, but in the case of illness. Instead of getting wrapped up in the sadness of the immediate experience, you begin to think forward to what? To what is God producing through that? I think of the words of the Apostle Paul, who could think beyond his own pain? So much that he could say, when I'm suffering, I'm receiving the comfort of God in my suffering, so that I have learned that I'll be able to comfort you in your suffering and going through my own pain. When you think about that, you know, God is burning away some of the pride that you had, some of the ambitions that you had, and God is reforming your waywardness and moving you into the kind of suffering that reframes you and make you more like the Savior. Can't you get stuck in the midst of the pain and experience the joy? You got to go forward. You can't go backward. You can't stop. You can't throw in the towel. You know, being a Christian, there is no forward. If you're not a Christian, there is no God to move you forward. There is no hope of eternal life. There is no sovereign one unfolding his purpose in your life. The plans are a little different than you planned it, but it is exactly what it ought to be. There is no way to hope in that, to trust in that, to have confidence in that. You know, there is no way to believe that somehow this is going to take you to a higher level of spiritual life, a greater level of blessedness and eternal reward that would never occur had not this suffering come. Just think about it. If you hadn't have went through some things you wouldn't have had even learned. Some things you didn't go through, you wouldn't have known how to handle it. But by you going through some trials, some tribulations, some troubles, you learn how to trust in God. You learn how to lean and depend on God. You know how to go to God for your everything. My. You went to him in faith. You know, trials circles up. They sometimes seem to engulf us and down us, and there is no way out but through. But still, James was considering it all joy because you are looking ahead to what God is doing. That's what he wants us to do. Look ahead. Don't look back. Look ahead. In Hebrews 12 saying, fixing our eyes on Jesus. You want to endure in this difficulty? Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author, perfecter of faith. Listen to this. Who for the joy set before him endured what? The cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of God, the throne of God. I mean, Christ was in the same situation in the garden when he looked at the immediate sin barren. He said to the Father, let this cup can endure this. How many times have we said that? God, I don't think I can go through this here. I can't endure this. Lord, take this from me. But here Jesus was hanging on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? How many times do we say that? My God, how many times have you forsaken Sadie? How many times you forsaken Peggy or Jimmy or whoever? How many times have you said that? You know, you were saying, oh, my. You know, the sorrow would absolutely be beyond human description. Here, God's agony was so great in the garden that he sweat as if it was great drops of blood. When you think about that, the agony, he was so severe, the bleeding, the mental anguish was showing up in his body, the anguish on the cross for the joy set before him. That he endured, that the joy wasn't in it, the joy was out of it, though. The joy was set before him when he was set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus said in Luke 22 and 28 to his disciple, you have been with me in my trial. Here, the disciples went, they was with Jesus through his trial. So while you feel, he's not going to be with us through our trial. My. At this point, I'm going to play us a little music and I'll be right back.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. Come on, say to
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every
Praise the Lord. I hear the chains falling. That means when we're going through our trial, tribulation, our trouble, as they start leaving, as they start falling, you can hear them. You start saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because you're coming out of that. You got a breakthrough. You done broke the chains off of you. You done got rid of all that junk. You know, here when we was talking about in Luke, when I left the line, you've been with me in my trial. He never saw trials. They came to him. He always accepted them. And even the trials of the cross, he could see through to the glory of God. Jesus, and he endured the cross with joy. There couldn't have been a greater trial than the cross, could there? A sinless one bearing sin. You know, as I read on here, the Apostle Paul certainly learned that. And he learned in whatever state he was to be content, because he knew that in the most profound trial, out of it will come blessing. He said, Philippians 1:18 said he was a prisoner at the time. He said this. He was being mercifully criticized by other preachers. So he was suffering physically. He was suffering assaults, persecution, both physically and mentally. He said, in every way, whether in protest or truth, Christ is proclaiming that in this I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice. You know, that's a man with settled conviction that I don't know what could have done anything to take his joy away. He was determined to be joyful because he could see beyond the suffering. You know, in chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, verse 10, it says, I'm content with weakness, insults, distress, persecution, difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. What he was saying was this: when God just break me down to nothing, then he infused me with his enduring gracious strength. You know, it was the joy of Job that caused him to say this. Job suffered. You know the story of Job. You know it's just unimaginable that that guy went through. I mean, I go over the story of Job so often in my mind. This is a poor guy just going through life. A good righteous man, as some of you are, and righteous woman. As righteous as anybody in the world. And that's why God used him to prove his point to Satan. When Satan came and said, well, the only person, real person serving you is called, you bless them. Take away all their blessing, and they will turn on you. And God was going to prove Satan, and did prove that you can't break saving faith. You can't steal the trust of a true child of God in an external form. That means if you're with God all the way, no matter if the dish tower, the saint fall in, you say you trusting in God, you're going to trust in God no matter what. And that's sometimes, you know, what we go through. You know, so when I thought about that, here God was going to prove to Satan that you can't break Job. So he said, go after Job. And Satan went after him. You read that in the story. You know all about it. And his children died. All his crops was gone. All his animals was gone. He was reduced to destitution. All he had left was a griping wife who told him to curse God and die. Life was so miserable, he had scabs all over his body. And some kind of illness, he sat in a pile of dirt with a broken piece of pottery scraping the scabs off of his skin. And to make matters worse, he had some ill-advised, witherless friends who came and told him all the wrong answers to his dismay. How many of you are right now going through something and have friends come by and tell you, well, I'll do this, and you should do this, and you should do that? But they had never went through what you went through. They come with all the good things, the ill things to tell you. which is another kind of suffering, because they kept accusing him of sin, saying the reason he's in the mess he's in because of sin his life. And he kept saying, no, that's not. And as some modern Christian psychiatrist would say today, oh, he was in major denial. No, well, he was in major denial because he had every right to be. It was just an unthinkable situation. You know, he knew the very way when he had tested me. I shall come forth as gold. And that's good to know. That's great. You think you have trouble? You didn't lose anybody in your family. You didn't lose all your possessions like he did. I'm taking the forward look. When he tried me, I come forth as gold. And when it's you think forward, you'll find a reason for joy too. No matter what I'm going through, sickness in my body, things happening here, things happening there. But I'm still giving God the praise. I'm still giving him the glory. Because if he don't do it, it ain't because he can't. Because he got all power. I know he can do a breakthrough. He can give me a trial. The test is I'm going through now that I can have a breakthrough and share it with somebody else. He going to send somebody else my way. Baby, I went through it. Sure, it was hard. But I didn't give up. I didn't throw in the towel. Second, not only does persevering through trials require a joyful attitude, but understanding mind and understanding it. You got to have an understanding mind. You know, and there's a key word, and the key word, is joy. Personal experience. If you don't have that joy and personal experience, how can you tell somebody about a breakthrough that requires a trial, a test, and a testimony? You can't if you ain't never went through nothing, if you never came out anything. I have guests on the line. If you would like to come on and express any trial you've been through and you know God was the only one brought you through, feel free to press 1 on your keypad. I would love to hear from you. You know, personal knowledge gives us the information needed to evaluate our trial so we can look forward to the joy. My. And when you just think about the topic today, you've been tested. You know what it is to go through a test, come out of it. But you know when you complain and then grab it, you got to pay that test again. What do you need to know? What do you really need to know? Well, I'll tell you. Where I'm at, there's a number of things I need to know. If I don't know them, I can't look forward to that joy. If I don't know them, it's impossible. And the thing that James pointed to in the scripture sums it all up. You need to know this. You need to know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And that's what you need to know. The testing is the same word for proving that God has a purpose. And it is to make you stronger, to produce staying power. I love that so you can get under and remain under any trial and endure. It's that tension of spirit that holds up under pressure. When you know that God is a work in your life, that's what you need to know. And the work that he is doing is developing you spiritually. Hold on a moment. God, you see what I'm saying? Now, this program here, a breakthrough requires a trial. I just got a breakthrough. That phone call just came, and I just got a breakthrough. Now, you see what I'm saying? We got to persevere. When you remember in 2 Corinthians 12, the Apostle Paul went to God in his prayer, and 3 times he said, Lord, take this trial away. Take this trial away. Take this trial away. And the Lord said, no, I'm not going to take this trial away. I'm not going to give you the grace to endure it because I want to accomplish something in your life. Hold on just a moment. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, a breakthrough requires a trial. That means if I had not been going through the things I've been going through, it's no way I would have a breakthrough. Would just so happen on this show talking about a breakthrough requires a trial. So I give God the praise today for this show. If anybody would like to listen to this show, you can come on the archives later on and listen to the broadcast. And I hope it will help you. It might be something that I said today or a song that would play that would might help you and bring you through. To God be the glory. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do. For any and everybody that listened to this broadcast, anybody that's going through any trials and tribulation and trouble right now, Lord, let them hold on. Let them not throw in the towel. Let them not give up, dear Heavenly Father. Let them know, dear Heavenly Father, that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. God, we give you praise, and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. And I want to thank everyone that came on the line today for this broadcast. Please stay tuned next week for another exciting topic from the Lord for joy and peace with none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. Talk with you later. Bye-bye.